The last time I had an age, I was 47. Then a few weeks ago, I attended my 50th high school reunion, and now I know I'm 67. The woman in the Muni ticket booth couldn't believe it. "No," she said as she withheld my senior's ticket. "Tell me how you do it." And then she ruined it with, "Dear." Every so often, when I've avoided having an age for a while, it suddenly rears up, smacks me in the face, and audits my books. "Here, take a look at this. What have you done with your life now?" To Socrates, this call was what makes life worth living. On the other hand, Saul Bellow thought self-examination would make you wish you were dead. Personally, I like the guy who called bewilderment the measure of wisdom, because that makes me very wise. Another philosopher, the great pitcher of the Negro Leagues, Satchel Paige, said you're only as old as you think you are. He was right, if you're blind, deaf, dumb, rich, and stupid. I don't see him on the mound anymore. But many older people actually do get younger. If they are happy as they forget what's happening to them, we call it a second childhood. If not, we call it senility. When I make comments about the young, I get called on it, and justly so. But people who aren't in my age league seem to have no problem telling me how to play my game, so I won't be what I am. Age isn't just mind and body. It's age. It happens. As one advertiser hints while filling the small screen with wrinkled but bouncy people, the only good reason for wanting to be old is because the alternative is so much worse. Nobody wants to be old, nobody over 14, and at that age what you want to be is older. I can't say I'm happier knowing I'm 67. It's more like breathing the air outside after a storm has kept you housebound. But the claim is that the truth will make you free, not happy, and part of knowing thyself is how old thou art. To those who claim that 50 is the new 30, I say this: 67 is the new 67. With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.